Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very beautifully is reported to have said, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ Decorate your gatherings, your mahafil, by reciting durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon me. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ For indeed the durood, the salutations, the salawat, the salam you recite upon me will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayki ya sayyidi ya habibi. Ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Marhaba, khushamdeed. Welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode in silsila of this lovely series known as The Purpose of Creation. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we did discuss previously that undoubtedly our purpose and our reason of creation is the ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As mu'mineen, as believers, we should try and strive and work towards fulfilling this mission and this purpose of our creation. Subhanallah. Previously we discussed regarding the excellent qualities of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, means his ibadat, his worship. Likewise, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Usman Ghani, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, their ibadat, their riyazat, their practices, their worships. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We learned about these beautiful personalities, as well as we learned about the excellence of nawafil worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learned how to develop the passion, the jazbah of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learned about the tahajjud salah, what's the excellence of tahajjud. And most importantly, we learned about the ibadat and the worship which is done at a young age. And a person is, you know, he's very vibrant, he wants to do every sort of thing. And at that time, he controls himself and he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compared to a person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an elderly age. Because undoubtedly, when a person is in an elderly age, you know, he doesn't have lots of things to do. So eventually, he will go on the musalla, he will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that youngster who leaves all of his desires, all of his wishes, and then he goes in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that person. Subhanallah. We make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us amongst those fortunate people whose every moment is spent in the ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. All of these beautiful topics were discussed previously, and today we are also going to discuss another beautiful and excellent personality known as Hazrat Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And we learn one of his beautiful act of worship, a very beautiful quality which he had, which is also a worship and an ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But specifically we'll discuss that one quality of his. Subhanallah. But before we discuss him, let's make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned, Niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the divine and exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's make good intentions. When we hear the name of Allah, we will say, Jalla jalaluhu, Jalla shanuhu, Azza wa Jalla ta'ala. We will praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we hear the blessed name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will recite durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we hear the blessed name of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, we will recite salam upon them. We hear the name of the Sahaba ikram, Awliya ikram, we will say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whatever the case is. And inshallah, whatever we learn, we will try and act upon it, and then we will try and pass the message on to others as well, because each one of us is a muballigh of Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Convey, pass on my behalf, even if it is a single ayah. But you must pass on my behalf. Subhanallah. So all of us are the muballighin, we are the preachers of Islam. We are conveying on behalf of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make the intention that inshallah, whatever we learn, we will teach it to others, we will pass the message on to others as well. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Imam Shamsuddin Muhammad bin Ahmad Zahabi rahmatullahi ta'ala has said that once Sayyiduna Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu received 700,000 dirhams at night from Hadramaut. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became anxious and uneasy. 700,000 dirhams, 700,000 silver coins. The blessed wife of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked, why was he so worried? So he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, my problem is that one who spends nights worshipping in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will he be able to worship today when so much wealth is with him? Listening to this, his noble wife humbly said, why are you sad about this? Why are you forgetting your poor friends? Make the intention of calling them and distributing all the dirhams amongst them as soon as the morning dawns. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, may Allah azza wa jal have mercy upon you. Indeed, you are a virtuous daughter of a virtuous father. Allah Allah, subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, the virtuous daughter of a virtuous father was none other than Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved daughter of Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Then at sunrise, Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu started distributing all the dirhams amongst the muhajireen and the ansar, and also sent some of it to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Talha's wife instantly came in and asked humbly, O Abu Muhammad, is there anything left for your family? He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, where have you been? Take whatever is left. She radiallahu ta'ala anha stated, when we counted the leftover amount, it was just 1,000 dirhams. 699,000 dirhams was given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 1,000 was kept for the family. In fact, that was the leftover. Allah, 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 subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayki ya sayyidi ya habibi, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurin min nurillah. Subhanallah. From this beautiful incident, we learn a few beautiful lessons. Number one, Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned that the one who spends nights worshipping in the court of Allah, how will he be able to worship today when so much wealth is with him? In other words, it was the habit of Hazrat Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu to spend nights to perform salah, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the nights. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The second beautiful point we learn is the concern, the worry. That so much wealth came, it wasn't happiness, it wasn't, you know, I'm very excited, I'm very happy, I'm going to do this tomorrow, I'll buy this house, I'll buy this car, I'll buy that. No. It was the person who spends all his time, who spends the nights worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How will he be able to worship today when there is so much wealth? In other words, now what must I do with all this wealth? I don't want all this wealth, I need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this fikr, that worry, that stress was there. The stress wasn't that I don't have any money. The stress was why I have all of this money. Allah, Allah, Allah. What a beautiful personality. Today we have stress. Hey, I don't have money. I don't have this. I have to pay this. I have to do this. I have to do that. But look at the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their stress was if they have money, the stress was, you know, it must go away from me. I don't want this world. I only want Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. The third beautiful lesson we learn from this incident is a pious wife. Allah, Allah. Look what a beautiful and excellent life partner and excellent wife she was. Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha. That when she gave the mashwara, it wasn't that keep the money or give it to me, we'll store it, we'll keep it for our children, we have to do this, we have to pay that, we have to do this. No. It was, why are you worried? If you have all the money, you have lots of poor people around you, give it to them, inshallah. Allah, Allah, Allah. This is how a wife is supposed to be. Someone who comforts you, someone who supports you, someone who stands with you, someone who motivates you, someone who encourages you. These are the qualities of a wife. Subhanallah. And then he also mentioned, he said, may Allah have mercy upon you. Indeed, you are a virtuous daughter of a virtuous father. Means you are excellent, your qualities are excellent, and your father is also excellent. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanAllah. Why won't he be excellent? The best friend, the closest friend of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amirul Mu'mineen, Khalifatul Muslimin, that personality who attained direct faiz and barakat from the blessed zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The afdalul bashari ba'd al-anbiya bi-tahqeeq, the greatest personality after the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. A unanimous decision is made that he is the greatest personality after the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. Such a perfect personality, do you think there will be any shortcomings in the tarbiyat of his children, in the upbringing of his daughters, of his children? No. In one daughter is Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa, Ummul Mu'mineen, our mother, the crown of our heads, the beloved and blessed wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The beloved wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One daughter is such an excellent daughter, Sayyida Umme Kulsum, that she is giving mashura to her husband. Don't worry, you have this money, you are in problem. Tomorrow you give it to the poor, you give it to fuqara, you give to masakin. The excellent qualities of the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why there was so much barakat in that time. House had barakat, family had barakat, money had barakat, risk had barakat. Apparently they were very poor. They didn't have lots of luxuries, but by Allah, they were the richest people on the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because their hearts were rich, their bodies were rich, their risk was enough for them, they were satisfied with each and every will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are the richest people by Allah. And then, very beautifully, we learned the last beautiful lesson. Okay, one lesson we learned is his jazbah of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also a worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His jazbah of generosity, of being kind, of giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we learn the beautiful lesson that it wasn't to store for the family. No, no, everything must be given out. It's whatever is left over that we'll keep for our family. And by Allah, these were those people that if there was nothing left, they would not even utter one sentence of complaint or any misery or any disturbance. No, no, no. If everything would have been given, they would be happy at that also, that everything is given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. This beautiful act of worship, which is sadaqah, khairat, donating in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This quality, if we start instilling it in our hearts, in our lives, in our lifestyle, by Allah, inshallah, the world will start becoming a beautiful and better place. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Allama Badruddin Aini, rahmatullahi ta'ala, because we discussed Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so just a brief introduction I want to give. Who is this person? Allama Badruddin Aini rahmatullahi ta'ala very beautifully says, his name is Talha bin Ubaidullah bin Usman Qurashi Taymi. And like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his lineage could also be traced back to the 7th generation with Ka'b bin Murrah, with the blessed lineage of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. In other words, some way down the line, he is also related to the beloved Zat of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So we were learning about his generosity, his kindness, his love for donating in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was given some titles. And why was he given those titles? Was because of his generosity. So first we'll listen to those beautiful titles, the appellations, and then inshallah we'll listen to his beautiful way of being generous and donating in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu would be so generous and would host many feasts that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bestowed him with the titles Talhatul Fayyad, Allah, 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 and Talhatul Jood, and Talhatul Khair. Therefore, Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself has stated, on the day of Ghazwa Uhud, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me by the title of Talhatul Khair. And on the occasion of Ghazwa-i Ushayra, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me by Talhatul Fayyad, by this title. And on the occasion of Ghazwa-i Hunain, the Battle of Hunain, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me with the title of Talhatul Jood. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Khair, Jood, Fayyad, all of this is giving you a meaning of, you know, a person who is very kind, a person who is very generous, a person who is good. Now Sayyidina Imam Abdul Rauf Munawi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he's mentioned, he states Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu with these titles because of his acts of enormous generosity. Few of them. Once he radiallahu ta'ala anhu sold a piece of land for 700,000 and distributed it all amongst the poor. Subhanallah. Once one of his relatives asked for something, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately gave him from his own pocket 300 dirhams or dinars. Immediately took out and gave it to him. Subhanallah. Every year, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would send 10,000 dirhams to Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah. As she was his sister-in-law. Because the sister of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa, Sayyida Umm Kulsum, was his blessed wife. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Qabisa bin Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu very beautifully mentions, he says, I have not found anybody like Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu who distributed charity amongst the people in abundance without their asking. These are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the love, the passion. Remember, in all of these episodes, we are discussing how these beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the passion of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah, there was a passion. Roza, passion. Sadaqah, passion. Doing good actions, passion. Hajj, passion. Everything, there was the love. The love was pumping in their hearts to do the ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the praises and the excellence of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Remember, his quality was, he used to be generous. That was his beautiful worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very beautifully, you know, mentioned his excellence. Number one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who wants to be pleased by beholding a martyr, a shaheed, a loving shaheed, should look at Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Talha and Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhuma will be my neighbors in Jannah. These people who were given the glad tidings of Jannah. And Hazrat Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also from amongst the Ashra Mubashara. He's from amongst those 10 people who were given the glad tidings of Jannah by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this world, subhanallah, subhanallah. And look at his maqam, his status. That he has the love for donating in the path of Allah, being generous in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the month of Ramadan, we should try and donate and give as much as we can in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba ikram mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, 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 very generous. And in the month of Ramadan, you will see that he would become more generous. He would become more kind. He would become more affectionate. This is the month of taking full benefit from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The opportunities are there. Feed masakeen. Give iftar to someone. Give sehri to someone. Take control of one house. This house, I will take care of this house. Not only in the month of Ramadan, but inshallah throughout the year. The expenses, the food, the water, the ration, whatever it is, I will take care of it inshallah. Every person in this world, those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed with bounties, if they take these beautiful responsibilities, believe me, there won't be any poverty in the world. There won't be any destitution in the world. You know, zakat is necessary. Many people like to discharge their zakat in the month of Ramadan. So, discharge it. Take out your zakat. If every person in this world takes out his zakat as it should be taken out, that by Allah, by Allah, by Allah, in the world there wouldn't be any poor people, there wouldn't be any destitute people. But the problem is we are moving far away from the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have distanced ourselves from Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the teachings of Islam. This is a month of taking full benefit. Those upon whom zakat is necessity, give zakat in this month. Those that have to give sadaqah, lillah, give in this month. You have to give fitrah before Eid Salah, give fitrah. Donate, be generous in this month. Inshallah, you will see the barakah, you will see the blessings. You do little bit, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you so much that you will just become pleased, you will just become happy, and you will say that subhanallah. You will have to say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and you will praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people who are definite jannatis, but look at their passion, the jazbah which they have. If only we can start, you know, developing and start instilling these beautiful qualities in our lives and lifestyle by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything will become, you know, excellent and beautiful. Listen to this thing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the destructions of stinginess. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah azza wa jal dislikes the person who remains stingy throughout his life and becomes generous at the time of his death. Islam has not erased anything so much as stinginess has been erased. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, generosity is a tree in Jannah. So the one who is generous has held the branch of that tree, which will not leave him until it will make him enter Jannah. And stinginess is a tree in hell. So the one who is stingy has held its branch, which will not leave him until it will make him enter the fire. Make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, save us from these kinds of filthy habits. And may we start opening our heart, and may we start becoming generous and kind to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ummah is worried, they are in trouble, they are in difficulty. If this Ramadan, you have sahri, alhamdulillah, you have iftar, alhamdulillah. Take a responsibility of giving someone else sahri, someone else iftar. Inshallah, you will see the beauty with the blessings of following the footsteps of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is also an ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be generous, to be kind. Inshallah, Allah ta'ala will shower countless mercies and blessings upon you. With these few words, we come to the end of today's beautiful silsila. May make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our presence in today's silsila. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. Be positive, think positive, stay positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Let's know what's the purpose of creation. 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 Let's know,